Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for Ozmade, it's Matty Gowan. Following up from a couple of hits, Free Your Face and See You Tonight, we are going down an old dusty road right now as we find out about Gio's brand new one. Mate, thanks for spending some time here on Ozmade.
No worries. Thanks for having me, Matt.
Now, it's good to be chatting to you, Gio. Have you found that 2021's kicked off a bit harder than 2020?
I think it's doing a lot better than last year.
So, can't do any worse, can it?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's good. You can get out and about, way more studio sessions and being able to play live again. So, it's looking really good, to be honest.
Yeah, mate, and you've been doing that a bit as we started off. Where have we found you performing so far?
Well, before everything kicked off last year, we were playing in and around Melbourne. But last year, we just spent our time live streaming and getting in touch with people that, we never would have been able to. Like people around the world, France, places completely out in the open, which has been cool. But, it'd be awesome to get back out and, get on stage and have that connection again.
And thinking of your new music as we sit around and listen to it, Old Dusty Road, it's the latest one for you, Gio. How did this one come about?
This is the first song we actually did for the EP. It was the first time that we said we have something awesome and that we want to make it. If it wasn't for Old Dusty, I don't think we would have actually made the EP, which is like, a massive deal for us.
Yeah.
But it was the first time where I felt comfortable and I felt like I was saying something that was really important to me. And it was kind of like when I was showing people when it was just acoustic guitar and voice and it was super somber, everyone was like, you have to do something with this. It's so relative, it's so emotional, and there's that connection with people when they listen to it.
And is it kind of the style that you've always been involved with, merging a bit of folky rock, soulful pop?
Yeah, there's never been sort of an exact direction with my music. Like, I don't know if you know, but I actually started off with hip hop like 5, 6, 7 years ago. And it was only a couple of years ago where I really wanted to start making this type of music, but I wanted it to have that mix. I wanted it to be contemporary, but I wanted it to have that sort of vintage kind of songwriting to it.
Yep.
I grew up with a lot of Bob Dylan and like Tom Petty and Dire Straits, and they're very rhythmic and their storytelling is really in your face. I guess. If you've got a lot to say, hip-hop is the way to go. But if you just want something that's quite simple and that just gets a message across, then this lower acoustic kind of song can really make that connection.
And is this what we're expecting from your EP, Which Amendment? So, Finding Millie's Address, they all tell the story throughout?
Yeah, I think they're all very strong in songwriting because I write with just an acoustic guitar and my voice. So they all start there and then all those production elements come in later. And for me, I don't care if they come in or they don't, as long as I'm telling what I want to say. So yeah, they are much of the same. And I think Old Dusty Road is really the most like that of all the songs.
And do we actually ever find out what Millie's address is, Gio?
No, that's the funny thing. It's always the longing, Like, everyone's kind of got that Millie, and that Millie might not even be a person.
Sure.
Like, it could be a dream or an aspiration or something. You're always finding it. And I feel if you do get there, then it's like, oh, well, now what do I do? So I think the most important part is just traveling through it and learning as you go.
And you've put a film clip along with Old Dusty Road as well.
That was probably the most fun that we've ever had.
Cool.
There was a lot of people involved, a lot of really cool people, like the person who played the old version of me, I guess.
Yeah.
He's gone through a lot in his life. Like, he was ex-army and felt like he'd been let down by the system and everything. So
sure.
He had so much built-up angst. So when he breaks down, it's real.
And Gio, what else are you up to for the rest of 2021? What are you putting your focuses into?
Well, the EP is number one.
Yeah.
I feel like there's so many people asking me when it's coming. and I'm just like, well, soon. We really want March to June for that sort of to happen. From then on, it's just playing shows, and we are kind of going into a little bit of a different direction for the next batch of music, and we're really excited about it. It's kind of hard because we're releasing this stuff, but day to day, I'm working on stuff that's the next batch.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to jump on right now from your forthcoming EP, Finding Millie's Address. We're going to play the brand new one right now, Old Dusty Road. Gio, it's been great chatting to you here on Ozmade.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Matt. Hey guys, my next single, Old Dusty Road, is out now. You can stream it on all platforms.